Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you ask the Lord to pour a fresh outpouring upon us this morning? Hallelujah. Can you ask Him to do something new upon us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would bring a revival like never before to our land, Lord. That you would bring a revival like never before to the church, oh God. That you would evaluate, that you would help us to evaluate our lives, oh Lord. To bring to life what may be dead, Lord. To bring to life, Lord God, what we have put on the wayside. The words that you have spoken to our hearts. The new things that you want to do with us, oh Lord. We pray that you, Lord God, would bring life to it, Lord. You're the only one that has resurrection power. Father, we ask that you would do these things in these times to light a fire like never before, that we can lift up your name like never before. We are in a time, Lord God, where our cities need you, Lord. In a time where our nations need you, Lord. Where there is division and discourse, Lord God, we pray that the church would arise in a spirit of unity, in a spirit of love, in a spirit of reconciliation, oh God, that it would be in these times, oh Lord, where we will see your hand and your might like never before. We pray that you would use us as the church to be a banner of peace, oh Lord, a banner of unity, oh God. We pray, oh Lord God, at this time, that you would bless us and keep us and watch over us. Give us the courage for what is before us, oh God. We pray in Jesus' name. And the church says, amen. You may be seated this morning. Hallelujah. We greet each and every one of you this morning. So wonderful to see you here. We greet those who are home this morning, that the Lord may bless you and keep you. We pray that you're also having a wonderful time enjoying worship and just allowing the Holy Spirit to minister to you as He is ministering to us this morning. I want to take this opportunity and just share briefly that I'm excited to share with the church that we are just a few weeks away from opening up the building, the new building. It's possible that it could be even in about 3 weeks, which is really exciting for us. If anyone has done a construction project in your house, you know that it usually comes out to be a little bit more than what is expected. If you thought that you would take 2 trips to Home Depot, you probably had 3 or 4 trips to Home Depot, right? And we know that it always costs a little bit more. I want to share with you that our building project is coming out beautiful, but our budget has expanded and it has cost us a little bit more than what originally had been planned. And maybe in your family's budget, there is place for a special offering for the building fund. Just want to let you know that it'll be well received. Or if you have made a promise and you are just planning to complete that promise, perhaps in your budget in this season, there's space to finish that promise. We know that this building is going to be a blessing to the whole church. And as we come to an end, we want to finish it off well. And we want to be able to pay all our bills. And the church says, amen and amen. Help us to continue to pray for our building project. Like I said, we're hoping to do inauguration, if not by the end of January, by the beginning of February. I'm going to invite you to open up your Bibles to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. The same Bible reading that we had last week. Today will be a second part to that sermon. Our title is Getting Ready for the Next. That's our theme for the sermon, as it was last week. Getting Ready for the Next. As we have opened up 2021, we believe that there's a next for us, that God is doing something new in our lives. I'd like to read the first 11 verses of chapter 1, Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore rise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. All the land of the Hittites to the great sea, towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous. For then shall cause this people to inherit the land I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go and take possession of the land, the Lord your God has given you for your own. Getting ready for the next. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the teaching of your word. I pray, Lord God, that you would place an anointing upon me for this sermon, this word. Bring clarity, Lord God, to our hearts. Open our hearts to hear from you this morning, O Lord. I pray that you would use me as a speaker of your voice to bring forth your word. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Get ready, getting ready for the next. As I shared last week, as we embrace 2021, we know that the Lord always has a next for us. The Lord is always doing something new in our lives. As we shared, he's always taking us from one level of glory to another level of glory. It teaches us and shows us progress. It teaches and shows us that he's always doing something new. The Bible says that he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion unto the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Always reminding us that there's something new that God is doing in us. And not only is he doing something new in us, he's also always doing something new through us. We are reminded that God is always at work in us. And he gives us new passions and new desires, right? And he gives us new visions. And he helps us to lead in different ways and different times. And he moves us from different ministries. And he does different things within our lives because he's always doing something new. And as we embrace this new year, we embrace it with a sense of excitement. Excitement to know that God is doing something new within us, that he's moving something, that he's leading us a certain way. And we're encouraged to know that we don't do this by ourselves, but that God walks with us and that he leads us and that he helps us. As I shared with you last week, and we looked at the life of Joseph, of Joshua, we can see that Joshua was in something new in his life. The Lord had called him to something new, called him to a new responsibility. He no longer was the number two. He no longer was the assistant, the helper, but now he was the leader. He no longer was the right hand of Moses, but now he was leading the people. And I'm sure that that brought him some level of fear. And God reminds him that God would be with him. God reminds him, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. And I'm going to take you and all the people into the promised land. The Israelites were getting ready to enter into all that God had promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It was what they were waiting for, their own land. God had spoken to them, and it was their season to embrace the very thing that God had spoken to them, and he was going to use Joshua as their leader. And this must have been hard for Joshua, because he knew that God had spoken to him, and he knew the end place, the promised land, but he didn't know the hows. He didn't know the things that would happen tomorrow. He didn't know that the walls of Jericho would come tumbling down. He didn't know that God would send hail from heaven to destroy the armies of his enemies. He didn't know that there would be a day where God would keep the sun from setting. He only knew that God had told them, I will be with you. And I'm going to take you and the Israelites into all that I have promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob into the promised land. And he was getting ready to just lead as God had called him to lead. And he knew that God had said it. And God tells him, be strong and be courageous. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to give you the victory. I'm about to do something in your life that you never expected. So I want to encourage you, be courageous. As we embrace 2021, we should embrace it with a spirit of courageousness. We should embrace it with a spirit of excitement to know that God is calling us for something new, that God is at work in us, and that God is at work through us. And I love that he doesn't just leave us alone, but his peace accompanies us, his wisdom, his strength, his comfort in all seasons accompany us. So we are excited to know that God is doing this new thing in our lives. And as we shared this thought last week, we answered the question, what is before us? Right? What is before us? And we mentioned that there was three things that were before us. Something new, something unexpected, and something practical. What is before us in this new start? Something new. And we shared that it's a new level of promotion, a commissioning. God is doing something new in our lives. He's looking for a new level of commitment from us. He's always doing something new within us and through us. We also shared what is before us. Answering that question, we said something unexpected, right? We never know what tomorrow will bring. We know that our lives can change in one day. We never know what tomorrow will bring. So what's before us? Something unexpected. But we shared what sustains us in the unexpected times. God's promises. We said that he promised to lead us, guide us. He promises to sustain us through wisdom and strength and understanding and comfort. So God's promises in unexpected times sustain us. And then we finished off the teaching with what is before us, something practical, something that needs to be done, right? And we said that before us is the Great Commissioning. It's the ministry of reconciliation. Also before us is the commitment to do good, to strive to do good for others. And before us, we're called to lead by example. So that was last week's teaching. We answered the question, what is before us? Something new, something unexpected, and something practical. And today, we want to answer the question, what is needed? What is needed? And as I prepared the teaching, I had a number of things that we could look at the story of Joseph and kind of pull out, well, this is what was needed. But as I prepared the teaching, just one thing led me for us this morning, and is what is needed? Courage is what is needed. So our point this morning is courage is what is needed. For Joseph, for Joshua, I'm going to get it right. For Joshua, it wasn't an easy season for him. It was a time when he was faced with so many challenges. He had seen the trials of Moses. He had seen that Moses, as their leader, had to struggle with famine, had to struggle with murmuring, had to struggle with his own family betraying him. He had to struggle with the people. The list is long. And now Joshua sees himself in this circumstance, and he's saying, God is calling me for this. It's interesting. God knows what's up before Joshua. He knows what he has to deal with. So that's why God tells him in Deuteronomy chapter 31 on three times. He tells him three times, be courageous. And then when we read Joshua chapter 1, the Lord speaks to him again and tells him three times, be courageous. Why? Because what is before him is something that will not come easy. What is before him is something that he will need to step out even in the midst of fear and believe God for all that God has promised him. So God begins to prepare Joshua with these words, and he begins to tell him, be very courageous. As we realize and look, the Lord also calls us to be courageous. And what is courageous? Courageous is the ability to do something that frightens us. So to be courageous means that to function even in times when we feel a little afraid. To be courageous means to allow, even in the sense of insecurity and fear, the assurance to know that what is before me is the right thing to do. Mark Twain said, courage is resistance to fear, but not absence of fear. In other words, we know that fear exists. Do you remember a time when you needed courage? Do you remember a time when you felt like you were dealing with fear, insecurity? Becky and I can share with you many moments in our lives when we felt a sense of insecurity. The first time we bought our first house, We remember just kind of sitting back and saying, man, how are we going to pay this mortgage, right? Fear begins to set in. I remember entering into full-time ministry. I remember the sense of fear setting in. But one thing that resonates with me is 11 years ago when we began the construction of the gym, and on that first day when they brought the big backhoes and they began to dig out the old parking lot, I remember that morning feeling a sense of fear. And I remember going into my office thinking, what have I done? Fear wants to set in different times of our lives. I know each and every one of us have had circumstances in our lives because of decisions that we have made or decisions that we need to make where fear wants to take its place in our lives. Fear is a natural emotion. When we are being challenged by the unknown, fear will exist. It is a natural emotion to us. And when we are before the unknown, fear will also find its place there. It's part of our humanity. It is natural in our humanity to feel fear. But we understand that God does not want us to function in fear. We understand that He knows it's part of the fallen nature. It's part of humanity. It's part of who we are in flesh and blood. So He knows that we deal with fear and we have to manage the emotion of fear. But He doesn't want us to function in fear. When we empower fear in our lives, it will paralyze us. When we allow fear to take its place in our lives, it will hinder the tomorrow. It will hinder the thing that God wants to do in our lives. When we give space to fear, it will hinder God's perfect will in us. So we understand that fear is a part of who we are, but we are not to function in fear, but to trust the Lord for what He wants to do in us and through us. In fact, that's why the scripture says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. It's a reminder to us that God says, hey, what is in you when you struggle with fear is part of your humanity, but it's not part of what I am doing in you. And He says in those times, what am I giving you? I'm giving you a spirit of what? Power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of sound mind. And He's saying, I'm giving you in those times when you struggle with fear, I'm giving you power. It's dunamis. It's the ability to do what you physically cannot. It's the ability to reach what you physically cannot reach. And God is saying, when you cannot do it in your own human strength, I have given you dunamis. I have given you power to do those particular things. He's saying, I will do it when you physically can't. I've given you power. He also says, I've given you love. Love has to do with our motives. And why is this before us? Why are we in this decision making? Why is it that we're doing what we need to do? What is the motive behind it? If it is to glorify ourselves or is it to glorify the Lord? And He says, so I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. Love means what is the motive behind it? And He helps us to understand that the reason that we do things is to glorify His name and to do His will. And then He says, I've given you a sound mind, counter cost. I've given you wisdom and understanding and knowledge and insight and discernment. So He says, so when you deal with fear, remember that fear does not come from me. But what have I given you? I've given you power to do what you cannot do. I've given you love to count, love to guard the motives behind it. And I've given you a sound mind to count the cost, to understand all those things. And when we deal with fear, we understand that God is saying, in this time, I'm giving you everything that you need to have success with what is before you. Because I've put in you a spirit that comes with power, a spirit that comes with love, and a spirit that comes to give you a sound mind, wisdom, and understanding. And the church says, so as we get ready for the next, we are encouraged. Because although fear tries to set in, we are reminded that God has given us His spirit that gives us the success and everything that we need. So we need courage for so many things in this life. Courage for all that is before us. A few things that we may need courage for. We need courage to believe. We need courage to believe. Sometimes doubt tries to set in, and we're in a place in our lives where we even struggle in our faith and say, Lord, where are you here? And we need courage to believe. There's a great story in Mark chapter 9 where this father who had a son with an unclean spirit is brought to Jesus, and Jesus tells him, if you believe. And the father answers him and says, I believe, but help my unbelief. And he's saying, I want to believe. I want to believe that you will do this. Help me in my unbelief. At times we need to know, Lord, give us courage to believe in what you're doing in our lives. Give us courage to believe that you are at work in us. Help us to believe. We need courage to believe all that God is doing in our life. I'm scared in this circumstance, Lord, but I still will trust you. Help my unbelief. We need courage to believe. We need courage to stand up for what is right and what is just. Not just to write things or say things. No. But to live a life that stands up for what is right and what is just. And we need the Lord to give us courage to stand for those who cannot stand for themselves. To be a voice for those who cannot have their own voice. We need courage to defend those who cannot defend themselves. Lord, give us courage in this season. Whether it be to defend a child that finds itself in his mother's womb, or it's to defend an orphan that has no parent. Lord, give us courage to stand up for what is right and what is just. It's a season where the church needs courage. We need courage to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel could always be contextualized. It fits in every story. It fits in every circumstance in which we find ourselves. There is not a moment where the gospel does not fit. And we need courage to know that this world, this lost world, needs a Savior. And His name is Jesus. And if there's no one to preach to Him, then how will they hear? We need courage to share and proclaim this gospel. We're in a season of life where the church needs courage. We need courage to be faithful to all that has been entrusted to us. We need courage to be faithful to all that God has put in our hands. We need to be faithful men and faithful women in a season where we see so much infidelity. That the Lord would give us courage to hold on to what we believe and live a life of fidelity to all that is right and all that is just. And as a church, we need courage to be faithful. We need courage to live the life that God has set aside for us. There are seasons when fear tries to set in, but I love that the author of Hebrews has said, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear." We need courage to lead our families well in this hard time. Not to be led by this worldly system, but to be led by God's word. We need courage to lead our families well. We need courage to wait on the Lord. To wait on the Lord's perfect will for our lives. Perhaps we're waiting on the Lord to bring someone special into our lives. We need courage to wait on the Lord. Perhaps we're waiting for the right job, for the right circumstance, for the right employment. We need courage to wait on the Lord. Perhaps we're waiting on healing and we need courage to wait on healing and not let anxiety take its place in our lives. We need courage to wait on the Lord. We need courage as we are waiting on the Lord for deliverance of some of our loved ones and people who are dear to us. We need courage to wait on the Lord. Courage is needed in waiting times. The prophet Isaiah writes, "But they who wait on the Lord shall, renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Those who wait on the Lord will be strengthened. We need courage. We live in a season and in a time where courage is needed. In this new season, as we embrace 2021 and all that is before us, we must embrace it in a spirit of courage, knowing that God is with us. But where do we get courage from? It's easy to use it in lingo. Be courageous. The Lord is with you. It's easy lingo to use. It's part of our Christian lingo. Be courageous. God is with you. But if we're not careful, it's just a word in a dictionary. Where do we find courage? Where is the well that we can go and drink from to find the courage that we need to understand where courage comes from? As we look at the story of Joseph, I believe there's three places. The story of Joshua. The Lord will help us. I know He will. the story of Joshua, I believe that there is three places that encouraged Joshua. Three places where he is reminded of what how God has dealt with him, and it encourages him to be courageous. So where do we find courage? Where do we find it? Three things. First place we find it is past success. But God tells Joshua, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. We find courage in past success. I'm sure that Joshua sat back and he allowed the words of God to resonate deeply with him. If God is with me as he was with Moses, then I know that we can. Past success gave Joshua the courage that he needed for the present circumstance before him. I want to remind you today that in your season of life, the Lord was with you in the past, and as he was with you in the past, he will be with you in the present. It's your past success with the Lord that should give you the courage today to trust the Lord for what is before you. For what is before you, you are reminded that the scripture tells us that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And because he was with you before, and he helped you before, he will help you again. So where do we draw from? Where do we get our courage from? We get it from our past success. A few sermons ago, I used this to help illustrate a point. I want to use it again this morning. And it's Hebrews chapter 11. It reminds us of the heroes of our faith. And there you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Noah. And you see so many of our Old Testament heroes. And it says, by faith they were. And they were able to accomplish so many things by faith. All right? And when you read the Bible, it is broken into chapter and verses. And that's for us to understand it better. But when it was originally written, it was all together. So when you read chapter 11 and chapter 12, if you read it all together, you see it's just not a historical declaration of what happened in the past, but it's written to bring faith to us today that as God was with them, he will also be with us. And as by their faith they had success, if we are faithful, we will always also have success. And he says in Hebrews chapter 12, right after the heroes of our faith, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, who are the witnesses? The heroes of our faith. Because we're surrounded, because we are aware of their success, it says, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us then. Where do we get our courage from? If God did it before, he'll do it now as well. In this new season, what is God speaking into your heart? What are you believing God for? What is God stirring up in you? What is the new level of glory that God is drawing into your heart? What is that commissioning? What is that promotion? What is it that thing that God is really stirring up in your heart? It's not easy. It brings fear at times. But we are people that have experienced God's faithfulness in our lives. And because of that, in our present time, we function in courage. Because we know that as the Lord was with us before, he will be with us again. And the church says, do you trust the Lord enough in this present season where fear at times has tried to set in? Do you trust him enough to be courageous? So where do we get our courage from? We get our courage from a past success. Past success. Number two, where do we get our courage from? We get our courage from God's word. I love that God speaks to Joshua and he tells him, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your ways prosperous and then you will have good success. Where do we get courage from? We get courage from God's word. The Bible says that all scripture is breathed out by God. It was written for us. It is for us. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will never pass away. The Bible says, blessed is the man who trusts in God's word. The Bible teaches that the grass withers and flower fades, but the word of the Lord will stand forever. What has God spoken into your life? We get courage from God's spoken word. We get courage to know that the Lord has spoken to us. The Bible says every word of God proves true. It is a shield to those who take refuge in it. We know that God will speak to us at times, and it takes us to a place where courage is needed. Charles Stanley wrote, when God speaks, oftentimes his voice will call for an act of courage on our part. At times, God will speak to us, and it takes us to a place of faith, and it takes us to a place where we need to trust the Lord. If we look at our heroes of faith, we'll see there that each and every one of them were confronted with fear, but they walked out on faith, and they trusted the Lord, and the Lord delivered them. The Lord helped them. I want to let you know today, in this new season, in this 2021, do you believe the Lord for the things that the Lord is speaking into your heart? Do you believe the Lord for the things that he has for you? Do you believe that the Lord will lead you and guide you throughout this year? There will be times of testing, times when we will come before testing and temptation. But when we persevere in a spirit of courage, we will always see God's hand. God's word will lead us into his perfect will. So we are encouraged today to know that we find courage being obedient to God's perfect will, God's word spoken into our lives. And the church says, where do we get courage from? We get courage from the final outcome. I love that God speaks to Joshua and he says, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. Where do we get courage from? The final outcome, that the Lord has promised it. Maybe we don't see it right now before our eyes, but the final outcome, because God has spoken, it will come to pass. And we get our courage to know that it will come to pass in our lives. So we function in faith. We function in courage, believing that God will take us into his perfect will from one level of glory to another level of glory. We are encouraged to know that God is working in us and through us, and he has a destination for us. And we live this life knowing that God will lead us and guide us to exactly where he has us, where he wants us to be. And we function in courage knowing that the end result is promised to us. And that's God's perfect will. And in God's perfect will, there's peace, there's assurance, there's direction. God's perfect will sustains us in all circumstances. So we find courage in knowing that God has the final outcome set aside for us. And it's a blessing for each and every one of us. And the church says, so as I finish our teaching this morning, as I draw closure to it, well, we're reminded that God speaks to our lives in this new season. As we open up 2021 and before us, there's so much unknown, right? But we're reminded that God is getting us ready for the next. Holistically, as the Church of Christ, as our local church, as our families and individuals, God is getting us ready for the next. He's doing something new within each and every one of us. And courage is needed. So as we get ready for the next, as we embrace 2021, what is before you? Something new. God is doing something new in you and me, in our church, in our city. He's doing something new within us. He's always doing something new. What is before us? Something unexpected. Things will come. Our lives change from one moment to another moment. The unexpected is before us. But what sustains us in the unexpected? God's promises that he leads us, that he helps us, that he gives us wisdom, that he gives us strength, that he encourages us. In the unexpected, we know that God is not absent, but he's there. And what is before us? Something practical. God has called us to the Great Commissioning, to proclaim the gospel, to strive to do good for others. God has called us to model a life that honors His name. That's what's before us. What is needed to do all this? Courage. Fear is a part of who we are. It's a part of our fallen nature. But God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but He's given us power, love, and a sound mind to be able to function through those things so that we can have courage for everything that we need in life. And where do we find that courage? Well, we're reminded that God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We find it by looking back, by looking at how He's helped us and how He's helped others. Where do we find that courage? That He is faithful to His word. And if He said it, He will do it. So we find courage in His word. And where do we find courage? As we look at the end result, the final outcome. To know that God is faithful to His word. And that's the destination that He has set aside for us. And we live a life of courage, knowing that He's leading us to the very place He's called us. So as we embrace this new year, as we get ready for the next, we believe God for it. And to His name, glory. And the church says, amen. I want to invite you to stand this morning. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the teaching of Your word. We pray, Lord God, that it would remind us that in every season of life, we're called to trust You, Lord. That we're called to walk by faith and not by sight. To know, Lord God, that when fear tries to set in, to paralyze Your will, we're reminded, God, that You have given us power, love, sound mind to be able to move forward and be successful at all that You have placed before us. Help us, O Lord. We're reminded, Lord God, that we find courage as we look back and how You have always been faithful. We find courage in Your word, knowing that You are faithful to it. And we find courage as we look forward in expectancy to what You have for our lives, O Lord. Father, I pray, O Lord God, that as a church, as a people, as families and as individuals, that we will not be hampered by fear, but that we would be a people of courage. To know, Lord God, that You accompany us. To know, Lord God, that You walk with us, O Lord. To know, Lord God, that You have set Your perfect will and aligned us with it, Lord. And there we find joy, success. We'll find trials and hardships there as well. But to know, Lord, that in the midst of those things, You have given us all the tools that we need for life and for success. Help us, O Lord, in this day. Help us, O Lord God, not to function in fear, but to be a courageous people for whatever is before us. We pray in Jesus' name. And the church says, amen. Maybe there's someone here today that feels far from God. Someone here today that you need Jesus in your life. You feel like, man, I'm so lost. Well, today is the day of salvation. Don't let fear hamper what God wants to do in your life. I'm going to encourage you, if that is you, at the end of the service, come over to Pastor Jorge and Pastor Arlene here, myself, and we want to pray with you. And we want to help usher you into what the Lord has for your life. And to the church, as we embrace this new year, let us embrace it in a spirit of excitement, and also let us be ready to be courageous. It all doesn't come easy, but fear will not hamper God's will in our lives. God bless you, and God keep you. Hallelujah.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this sermon. We pray it blesses and encourages your life.